Up a fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, Rico. I am Silver.
The Lone Ranger and his Indian companion, Tonto, rode along the trail toward Laredo. As they topped a rise, they were startled by the sound of shooting and yelling in the distance.
Oh, fella. Look, Kimasabi. Over there in plain. Indians attacking covered wagon.
Yes. Seems to be four Indians. Come on, Tonto. We'll help drive them off.
Come on, Silver.
Come up, scout.
Use your guns, Tonto.
Indians see us. And leave and pass.
You ride onto the wagon, Tonto. Come on, big fella.
All right, Silver.
Oh, Silver. Oh, Silver. The driver of the wagon seems to be hurt.
You came just in time. My husband is... The mask. I didn't notice.
Don't worry about my mask. I'll see if your husband's badly wounded.
I told him to stay with the wagon train, but Jim's so pig-headed. They were heading for Eagle Pass, but Jim wanted to settle further south. Is he?
He'll be all right. He has a shoulder wound, but it isn't serious. Help me bandage the tunnel, will you?
Let me use handkerchief. Let me fix him. What happened?
The Indians, Jim, remember? They're gone now. These men chased them away.
There now. You'll soon be all right.
You should have stayed with the other wagons. It isn't safe to travel alone in this territory, Mr.
Nelson. Jim Nelson. This is my wife, Emma.
You've had quite a scare, Mrs. Nelson. But you'll be all right from here on.
I'll never feel right out here. Never. I told Jim I didn't want to come west, but he insisted.
Now, Emma, no use going over that again.
You can't keep me from talking about it, Jim. Everything out here frightens me. The wild, rough country, the Indians. I won't be happy until you take me back east where we belong.
West, plenty good place to live.
Tonto's right, Mrs. Nelson. In time, you'll come to love the West as we do.
That's what I've been telling her.
No, I'll never like it. Never.
You're not far from the town of Laredo. When you get where there are other people, you may change your mind. Well, we'll help you to the wagon seat, Mr. Nelson. Then Tonto and I'll ride with you to the outskirts of Laredo.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto escorted the Nelsons to the outskirts of Laredo. Then the masked man and the Indian went into the nearby hills to find a suitable campsite for themselves. That night in the cafe in Laredo, two men sat at a corner table talking in low tone.
Listen, Tex. I heard something this afternoon. Something you've been waiting to hear.
Yeah? What's that, Spike?
News about that masked hombre you've been hunting.
What? You mean you really heard something about the Lone Ranger?
I sure did. I was over in the general store late this afternoon. A man and woman come in. They just arrived from the east, driving their own wagon. Got it camped right outside of town.
Where does the Lone Ranger come in?
Well, it seems like those folks were attacked by Indians today. Not far from here. The man, his name is Nelson, was wounded in the shoulder.
Go on, go on.
Well, Mrs. Nelson says a masked hombre and an Indian come riding hard over the hill and drove off the attackers. Then they rode with the Nelsons to the edge of Laredo.
Spike, you're right. That must have been the Lone Ranger.
Sure. That's how I figured.
It's taken me a long time to pick up his trail.
I figure him and the Indian are camping somewhere near here, Tex.
Yeah, I guess they are.
What are you going to do?
When I find out for sure that they're still around here, I'll make my plans.
I have an idea that masked man will show up again at the Nelsons' camp. He was interested in helping them get settled, seems like.
Yeah. And the thing for us to do is keep watch and see if he does show up. Then we can trail him to his camp.
I hear he's a dangerous hombre to fool with, Tex.
Now look, he got me put in territorial prison for 5 years, and I swore to get even with him. I rode all the way down here looking for that Lone Ranger. And I don't intend to leave until I fill him full of lead.
He's faster on the draw and a better shot than either of us, Tex.
I'm not fool enough to try to face him down, Spike. But I'll arrange to see that he gets what's coming to him. You just wait and see.
The following afternoon, the Lone Ranger spoke to Tonto about the Nelsons.
Tonto, it might be a good idea for you to ride to town and see how the Nelsons are getting along.
Woman not happy about settling west.
Yes, I know.
Maybe if them get farm, she like west better.
That's what I think. Find out if we can help them in any way.
Here, Scout. Here, fella.
Better tighten that cinch a little.
You do it.
Stop at the store and bring some bacon, will you?
Me not be gone long, Kimasabi. Adios.
Adios.
Get a much count.
A short time later, Tonto arrived at the Nelson wagon.
Oh, fella.
Jim! Here's the Indian that was with the masked man yesterday.
Come right out.
How? Let me come see if everything's all right.
Yes, thank you. My husband was lying down inside the wagon.
Howdy. Glad to see you.
Oh, you feel better now?
Sure do. Shoulder's a little sore yet, but you did a mighty good job of fixing it.
You settled near Laredo, maybe?
Yep. I got a bit of money saved up, and I aim to buy a small farm with it hereabouts. We'll go into town in the morning and find out what there is for sale.
All our life savings are in that money. I still dread the idea of tying it up in land away out here.
Well, you buy good land, you make good living here in West.
That's right. And someday, when we've made a lot of money, Emma, if you still feel you don't like it here, we'll go back east. We're luckier than most, having money saved up to start out with.
That's right.
We appreciate having you come out to see how we're getting along.
Oh, that's all right. Me come again soon.
Well, next time you come, I hope to be the owner of a little farm. Then you and your masked friend can come there to see us now and then.
We do that. Me go now. Ride to store. Adios.
Goodbye.
Adios.
Get him up, Scout.
A short time later, Spike entered the cafe and approached the table where Tex was sitting.
Well, Spike, you look like you have some news for me.
I sure have, Tex.
Sit down. Well, what is it?
I've been keeping tabs on that Nelson wagon like you told me to. They're camped right behind the blacksmith shop on the edge of town.
Sure, I know that.
Well, that'd give me a chance to keep out of sight alongside the blacksmith shop and yet be within earshot of the wagon.
Yeah, anything worthwhile?
I sure did. That Indian come there a while ago.
The one that rides with the Lone Ranger?
That's the one. And what I overheard might give you a good idea for getting back at that masked hombre in a big way. And what's more, we can come through with some extra money for ourselves.
Keep talking, Spike.
Well, the Nelsons told the Indian they got some money saved up to buy a farm with. And I figure they got that money right there in the wagon with them.
Go on.
Don't you see, Tex? They told that Indian, but they probably don't tell others about it. If we could get that money and put the blame on the Lone Ranger and the Indian, we'd be...
Now I see what you're driving at, Spike. Yeah. If we could get that money and then tip off the sheriff that the Indian knew about...
The Indian's over in the store right now. I could trail him to the masked hombre's camp, then we could tell the sheriff just where to find them both.
Spike, you're smarter than I thought.
Now get over there to the store so as not to miss that Indian. See you later, Tex. And we'll lay plans for getting that money.
It was dusk when Tonto returned to the camp he shared with the Lone Ranger.
Oh, fella.
Well, Tonto, everything all right with the Nelsons?
Them say them have money with them. Them going to buy a small farm right away.
I see. I wonder if they have that money in the wagon with them.
Me think so, Kimasabi.
That's risky. They should have put it in the bank right away.
Me think that, too.
Might be a good idea, Tonto, for us to ride in after supper and keep an eye on their wagon. In the morning, we'll advise them to put that money in the bank.
The Nelsons ate an early supper and then retired in their covered wagon. It was pitch dark when Mrs. Nelson was wakened by a startled cry from her husband.
No!
Jim! Jim, what's happened?
Quiet, you. Where's the money you told the Indian about? Speak up, bro.
It's in the box, under the seat.
Get it?
Yes. Yes. Here it is.
Now I'm going to tie you up. That takes care of your feet. Now for your arms.
Please. My wrist.
Now for a gag.
Oh, no. No.
That'll hold you.
Yes. Over here behind the shop. Somebody's coming.
Keep the horses quiet.
Easy there, easy.
Yeah, the moon's coming out from behind the clouds. Maybe we could... Look.
What? The masked hombre and the Indian. There's your chance, Tex. You can gun him down right now.
Yeah. Then we'll go get the sheriff and say we saw him coming out of that wagon.
Easy, Silver. Someone's nearby, Tonto, the way the horses are acting.
Ah. Here goes. I got a bead on that mask, man.
You plugged him, Tex. Let's get out of here, pronto.
Yeah, steady, boy.
Get him! Oh, get him!
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Thank you. Now to continue our story. Hidden behind the blacksmith shop after robbing the Nelsons, Tex and Spike saw the Lone Ranger and Tonto ride up and stop near the wagon. Tex took aim and fired at the Lone Ranger. Hearing him cry out, he knew his shot had gone home. Then Tex and Spike rode hurriedly toward the center of town as Tonto threw lead after them. After emptying his guns at the fleeing crooks, Tonto turned his attention to the Lone Ranger.
Kemosabe.
I'll be all right, Tonto. The bullet hit the fleshy part of my left shoulder.
Oh, me fix it.
Good.
Let me help you dismount.
I can make it, Tonto. Still, big fellow. I kept from falling from the saddle by grabbing the pommel. For a moment, I was stunned.
Now, me fix shoulder. This will be all right till we get back to camp.
Well, thanks, Tonto. Strange the Nelsons didn't hear the shooting. So look inside the wagon when you finish.
Not hurt, huh? Wound not be serious. Who do you think shoot at us?
I don't know. I'm going to find out.
Meantime, Spike and Tex rode hurriedly up the street to the cafe, which was not far from where the Nelson's wagon was located. They reined up quickly.
Oh, hold there!
Come on. Sheriff ought to be inside.
All right.
Hey, everybody. We just stopped a couple of owl hoots who were trying to leave after robbing that wagon on the edge of town.
What's that you say?
Well, you're just the one we want, Sheriff. If you hurry, you can catch those crooks.
Yeah, Tex plug one of them.
Hold on. Now, what's this all about?
Said something about owl hoots.
They'll be gone by now.
We did see a couple of owl hoots, I tell you. They robbed a stranger's wagon over near the blacksmith shop.
What's that about plugging one of them?
I plugged a big mask, hombre. If we hurry, they might still be over there. Anyway, they can't get far.
Come on, man. Let's get outside to our horses. Make it quick.
All right. Come on.
It took Tonto only a short time to fix the Lone Ranger's superficial wound. Then the masked man spoke.
That's fine, Tonto. How about those men who shot at us?
Me here, two horses leading.
Yes, I noticed that, too. It's possible they thought we were here to rob the Nelsons.
Maybe. But it's strange them not show themselves. Them shoot, then right away quick, Kemosabe.
We'd better see about the Nelsons. I don't understand why they weren't aroused by the shots.
Me wonder about that, too.
It could be that the men who... Tonto, I look in their wagon. Wait, there are horsemen coming. Run up, Tonto, quick. Steady, big fella.
It's not good to be found here.
Run, Tonto. Up, town.
Tex, where's the hombres you were talking about?
I guess they got away, Sheriff. But I know I plugged one of them. He was masked and rode a white stallion.
We come along just as they were coming out of that covered wagon there, Sheriff.
We'd better investigate the wagon.
Yeah.
Come on, Pete. Light a match for me.
Yeah, sure. Well, glory be, look here.
Hey, it's them Easterners who come here yesterday. The Nelsons.
He's been knocked on the head and she's tied up and gagged. Here, let me help you, ma'am. Gag's out of your mouth. Now for the cords.
We've been robbed. All our money.
There. Now I'll help you get up.
My husband, he was struck in his sleep.
I'll light another match.
Let me see. Got a bad whack on the back of the head, all right. Here, somebody, help Mrs. Nelson from the wagon.
Sure, I'll help her.
All right, ma'am. We'll get you out, and then we'll bring out your husband. Easy now.
I got you, ma'am.
Now, Pete, help me get Mr. Nelson out of here.
Yeah, sure.
There, put him down.
Jim, speak to me.
Oh, Emma, what happened?
We've been robbed. All our money, Jim.
What? Robbed? Robbed, so that's it. Well, Emma, did you get a look at him?
No. It was so dark in there. And he spoke in sort of a husky voice. I was so frightened.
He wore a mask, didn't he, ma'am?
I think so.
See there, Sheriff? The man I plugged was wearing a mask. And there was an Indian with him.
The masked man and the Indian.
And you did see him, Nelson?
No, but we met them yesterday. They saved us from an Indian raid.
Oh, I can't believe they robbed us. I can't believe it.
Well, the man who came into the wagon, he mentioned the Indian.
He did? What did he say?
He asked me where the money was that we told the Indian about.
We did tell the Indian we had our savings with us. Well, I still don't
Sheriff, think... we saw the masked hombre climbing from the wagon. The Indian was waiting for him. When they mounted up, I shot at them and then came for you.
That's right, Sheriff. We was riding past at the time. Heard something happening here and stopped to have a look.
Spike knows just where them two are camping out, Sheriff.
That right, Spike?
Well, yeah, I can take you there, all right.
Now, lead us to them crooks right now.
You sure we can catch them red-handed with the money they stole?
All right, let's go.
One of you light the lantern in the wagon for the Nelsons.
I will, Sheriff. Have it lit in a jiffy.
I guess you two will be all right till we get back with those outlaws.
Oh, yes. Yes, we'll be all right now, Sheriff.
I do hope you can get our money back for us.
Well, we'll try, ma'am.
Mount up, man. Well, the lantern's lit in the wagon, Emma. We'll get inside now. I feel all right, I think.
I'll help you, Jim.
We'll help him, Mrs. Nelson.
It's them, Jim.
Please don't be frightened. We didn't steal your money. But we're going to find out who did.
Oh, there, Emma. See, I knew they didn't do it.
Oh, I don't know what to think. Those two men both said they saw this masked man and the Indian getting out of this wagon.
You say two men said that?
That's right, they did. And one of them's going to show the sheriff and his men where your camp is. That's where they're headed right now.
That's not good, Kemosabe.
Those are the men who shot at us, Tonto.
Ah.
We'll help Mr. Nelson into the wagon.
Oh, I can make it all right.
Then I'll help you get into the wagon, Mrs. Nelson.
Thank you.
I want both of you to believe me when I say
Heavens,
that we have...
Look at my hands.
Why... They're all red. How did... The money box. That was it, Emma?
The money box?
Yes. Did you handle it? You did, didn't you?
Yes. I handed it to the outlaw in the dark.
I used some of that red paint I have for the wagon wheels on that box. I painted it fresh today.
Oh, wait a minute.
What's the matter?
The man who took that box would have red paint on his hands, too.
Say, that's right. You see, Emma, he doesn't have any on his hands.
I'm convinced the men who stole your money are with the sheriff. Otto, we'll follow them and find
out. We're going with you, mister. Then we can back you up about the paint.
Oh, but Jim, we can't...
Yes, we can, Emma. They might talk themselves out of it if we don't go along. It's the only way to get our money back. We got a couple of saddles in the wagon, mister. If you'll help us saddle the horses...
Are you willing to go along, Mrs. Nelson?
Yes. Yes, I'll go.
Good. We'll saddle the horses right now and get on the trail.
Meantime, the sheriff and the men had reached the ranger's camp.
Well, here's the camp, like Spike says, but no one's here. Moon's bright enough to show that.
I'm sure I'll plug that masked man, Sheriff. If he was hurt bad, it would take them a long time to get here. They must have started on another trail leading here, or we'd have caught up to them.
That's right. Now let's take cover till they do arrive.
Sure. Then we can grab them.
Well, I guess we'll... Listen. Somebody coming up the trail. There's no time to take cover now. Get your guns handy, man.
Hey, there's four riders coming. I can see them.
Say, that's right.
It's the masked hombre.
Yeah, and the Nelsons are with him.
Keep him covered.
Don't reach for your guns, mister. We got you covered.
Oh, I see.
Mrs. Nelson, did this hombre make you and your husband come here with him?
We came because we wanted to, Sheriff.
Sheriff, I'm told two men accused me and my Indian friend of robbing the Nelsons.
That's right. Tex, Blake, how about it?
He's the one we saw, Sheriff. And he's got a bandage on his left shoulder where I plugged him.
Sheriff, there's a lantern hanging over there at the entrance to that lean-to. Have one of your men get it and light it, will you?
The moon's bright enough for us to see all we need to see, mister.
No, Sheriff. Please do as the masked man says.
All right, ma'am. If you say so. Joe, get that lantern and light it.
All right, Sheriff.
But listen, Sheriff, why do we
have to... It won't take long.
What's he want a lantern for?
He's just stolen for time.
Yeah. Why are the Nelsons with him?
Here's a lighted lantern, Sheriff.
Good. Now, Mr. Nelson, you take it. You know what you're looking for.
Sure. I know, all right. Give me the lantern, mister.
Here it is.
Now what? I don't get all this.
I want to look at the men's hands, Sheriff.
What's this? What's he looking at our hands for?
I wonder what this is all about.
Let me see yours, mister.
There, take a look. Now what?
Hey, what the...
Sheriff, here he is. This is the man who robbed
us. Why, you all get... Don't fire!
The masked hombre shot
Tex. Tex pulled a gun.
Say, what is this?
His hands, Sheriff. The red paint on them. It's fresh paint from the money box. I have some on my hands, too.
So that's it.
I'm getting out of here.
No, you're not leaving.
As Spike started to leave, the Lone Ranger grabbed his lariat and, whirling it over his head, sent its loop unerringly toward the fleeing outlaw.
Here's the other one, Sheriff.
Did you see that?
Quick as a wink.
That's your fine roping.
Well, I'll look in Texas' saddlebag for that money box.
Now look, Sheriff, I don't...
Now shut up and get off of that horse. Watch him, man. Yeah. Here's a small box, all right.
That's it, Sheriff. That's our money box.
Well, I guess we owe them other two an apology. Of course, they haven't explained
some things. They explained everything to us on the way here, Sheriff. They came to the wagon tonight to sort of keep watch. When they rode up, those outlaws shot at them and wounded the masked man. They had already taken the money box.
That's right, Sheriff. You see, the masked man and the Indian are our friends.
We'll leave now, Sheriff, if you don't mind.
Well, I guess it's all right, mister. I've got nothing against you.
Let's go, Tom. Adios.
Adios.
Say, look, Sheriff. You should have found out about that mask before you let him go.
That's right. You should have, Sheriff.
Maybe we ought to, but
well,
then...
he gave me this, Sheriff. He said you'd know what it meant.
Bullet, huh? I don't see why he... Say, this is a silver bullet.
Yes. Yes, that's right. He's a fine friend to have, isn't he, Jim?
That's right, he sure is. Why, he even talked you into wanting to settle here, Emma.
That man could talk a person into most anything. You see, that silver bullet tells me that he's the Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.